we want to welcome in Emilia Clarke. This young lady is not only in Game of Thrones.
Hey, Emilia, we're on hold just for a brief second.
Oh, hi. How are you?
No worries.
Emilia, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Now, she stars in Game of Thrones, but she is about to become the new Sarah Connor in Terminator Genisys. Let's talk about Game of Thrones. I am the one guy who has never seen it, and everybody is so affected and into this series. That's got to be flattering for you.
Hugely flattering. I'll try not to hold it against you. Hugely flattering. It's absolutely I'm so incredibly fortunate to be a part of such a wonderful show.
Yeah, Emilia, this is Andy. Gina also here. And between the two of us all week long, all we've been able to say is, we're going to talk to the ruler of the Unsullied.
Yeah, we know that has to be so annoying for you, but our brains are going to blow out the back of our heads any minute.
You know,
amazing. It's just wonderful to hear. I'm very, very lucky. Very lucky.
It's interesting to me, the roles that you are becoming known for are tremendously strong women. Mm. You play Daenerys in Game of Thrones, and we've all watched, you know, over five seasons how you've come to be such a strong character. And now Sarah Connor, which for, you know, 20 years has been ensconced as this very powerful female figure. Tell me about that a little bit. You seems like you're typecast as somebody who doesn't take crap off anybody.
Well, what I lack in my real life, I seem to be making up for in my film life, yeah.
Now,
it's just incredible to be able to kind of be given these beautiful roles that allow me to maybe in some way impart some confidence that I didn't have growing up on young girls who might be watching these brilliant shows.
Awesome.
Now, Emilia, you know, Sarah Connor, as Andy was saying, is a very strong character, but she's American, and we're listening to your accent. We can tell because you talk funny. But when you were shooting the Sarah Connor, part, you couldn't do that. Now, I met Idris Elba in an elevator one day at my hotel, and
man that he is. Yeah, yes.
I didn't realize that he was British until he spoke, but then when he does acting, he drops it. I would mm-hmm. like for you for just a second to drop your accent and have an American English accent.
Like an American English accent, or do you want like just like a straight up American accent? Because I can, like, whatever you would like is good. I'm gonna try and not do my like Cali from the Valley. One that's like super fun to do.
Well, that is awesome.
Do you prefer English?
Mark, I can't believe you got the Queen and the Mother of Dragons to do that. That was incredible. Can I ask one quick question?
Yep.
She in the show Game of Thrones, not that you'd know, she has this beautiful, long, flowing blonde hair.
Yes.
And these costumes that just make you drool. Now, in real life, you're this sassy, beautiful brunette, and you look so different. Do you get a little bit of anonymity on the street just because of the change, or people know exactly who you are?
I get such anonymity. I'm so lucky. I really, like, I have had 6 years to come to kind of terms with the enormity of Game of Thrones and with the luxury of getting to play Sarah Connor in complete, like, people don't recognize me. They just don't clock who I am.
Wow.
And now I've gone and cut my hair. Maybe I'm even less recognizable. You never know. But it's been very fortunate for me to continue living quite a boring, normal life in between filming.
That's great.
Now, Emilia, you know, Terminator, and obviously I haven't seen the new one, but I can only imagine it was probably about $150 to $200 million movie with gigantic sets, and you're working with CG. I would have to believe those were incredibly long work days for you and everybody involved.
Oh, they absolutely were. They were really, yeah, it was a very naive thought that I had going into the project. Is like, I just didn't realize how much genuine hard work goes into filming the stunt scenes that get to look so epic. You're sort of assuming that it's all going to happen in post, and a lot of the stuff we did, we really did ourselves, which was quite kind of a little bit of a shock to the system there.
Now, those of you that have never acted, then you couldn't possibly know this, but when you're sitting there watching Terminator and there is an action sequence that maybe lasted 30 seconds on the screen, it took possibly a week or two to shoot it. Emilia,
yeah.
Did you ever find that to be tedious?
No, I wouldn't say tedious, because you're always filming something, another part of it. You're always filming a different kind of segment of it. And when you kind of, when you came to this project like I did, just wanting to be better than the boys, you're like, I will do as many takes as it takes for me to look like the ultimate badass.
Awesome.
So that kind of like, that competitive nature got in the way of it ever feeling tedious.
Mark, can I tell you that when Amelia was just speaking this last moment, our own Kelly Coates in the sales department came in and was doing the I'm not worthy bow over and over because we're talking to Ms. Clark.
No, I think that's taken a little too far. But Amelia, if I can call you Khaleesi.
Absolutely.
If the shoe fits. No, it's funny to me how, you know, I mentioned your name to any, you know, several people this last week. Like, you're talking to who? So what do you have planned after the, I know that the Terminator Genesis is your on your plate right now. The debut is like in the next week, right?
Yes, no, it is.
So what is on your plate after that? Are there similar characters, or now are you going to step in a different direction and do something that's a little more small art film, or what do you have planned?
Well, I've wrapped on an incredible movie called Voice from the Stone last Christmas, which was like an Italian kind of Hitchcock thriller-esque movie, very small, very beautifully shot, which is pretty bloody different. And then what I just wrapped on like 2 days ago was this amazing movie called Me Before You, which is based on a book, which is a kind of rom-com drama, weepy, beautiful love story between a very klutzy, saying the wrong thing at the wrong time, much closer to myself kind of character, with the gorgeous Sam Claflin. So
Amelia, I've been married for 33 years, and I, as I said, I don't watch Game of Thrones. I've just seen your photograph and had a chance to listen to your accent, the way you talk funny. I have decided that I will leave my wife for you. If you ever decide you would like that, you just simply let me know and I'll get it done.
Heavens above, I wouldn't. My goodness. you rendered me speechless.
Well,
from the valley, like, doesn't know what to say right now.
Oh my God.
At the very least, you have to come and visit us in person next time you're in LA.
And by the way, I'll be at that premiere.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah,
brilliant.
I can't wait for the movie. Amelia Clark, thank you so much. I know you have other interviews to do, but we appreciate the time.
We're not worthy.
Absolutely.
We love you.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, guys.
See you, Amelia.